Hello there, and welcome to Bill With It. It's week 39, and you've boarded the bus to go around Albert Square with me, your host and driver, Abner, and my co-host and navigator, Amelia.
Hello.
This week, Mercedes postbag returns. Yep. So, last week, you asked the audience, if you could be anyone in EastEnders, any character in EastEnders, who would you be?
Oh.
Do you remember that question you asked?
I do remember.
Sometimes I worry about our audience, because...
Just their mental health, or...?
A little bit, yeah. We didn't really get the responses we thought we'd get, that's for sure.
So, okay.
Who would you be in EastEnders if you could be anyone?
I guess Sharon's got quite a bit of money.
Shazza.
And she's not really doing much, really, is
except
she?
Phil and Kiani. I'll tell you who the audience would be.
Okay.
Right. The first comment was Gok Wan. The reason being they all need major makeovers.
Oh, okay. So that person has taken my question differently by saying, think up any celebrity you'd like to be and then go on to EastEnders as that celeb.
Yeah. And our second message into the postbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're ready for it now, aren't you? Jason Statham. and the reason being, to sap him a bar. Spelt like that.
It's funny. That's good.
It's funny, but we do the funnies here.
I would also I would tune into that week like it was out. I'd watch live every night if it was Jason Statham and Gok Wan running around the square.
What would their storyline be between those two? They're brothers.
No,
they've got to be brothers.
They're partners. They moved into Vincent's old house.
Finally using that set, yeah.
They're just trying to make it work. They want to buy Hayley's baby off her. And Hayley's considering.
All right, get rid of Masood. Right,
bye, Masood.
Let's move on with the week.
Okay.
That's a nice swift postbag.
Where are we going?
The first stop we've got is the choir. Ooh. I thought I'd get this out of the way. Yep. Just you know, ease us in.
I have a question. Why is the choir lady such a cunt?
Ooh, a beep this early on.
but honestly, why is she such a manipulator? Why is she like this?
She's awful, isn't she? More rag.
More rag. Do we not have enough of a villain in Evie and Stu and Alfie that we now have to have Morag, the angry, cruel choir mistress?
Yeah, but the difference here is no one has to go.
Start your own choir.
Yeah.
Book the hall for an hour after them.
No one has to go, but they're all turning up.
So the choir storyline is that there's a choir competition in
still
on the square.
Same thing.
Yep, still the same thing. Yeah. Except now Kim has tried to do a bit of shifty side business to get the old solo.
Which has been given to Jean.
Was given to
heavily
Jean.
Heavily backed by Ian Beale.
Ooh.
In a very strange...
Ian wants to back more than Jean's solo career, if you know what I mean.
It's the weirdest storyline. It's brought out a lot of weird angles and a lot of weird characters.
Are you telling me that you haven't been waiting for the much anticipated Jean and Ian romance?
I can honestly say
the
I haven't.
Jean Beale.
Jean Beale. Yes. My other thing I noticed in the choir is it's... sole purpose is to shoehorn Sonia and Bex into storylines. You're not involved, Sonia. Turn around. No one wants you here.
All I see the choir storylines being is that Honey and Adam and Billy scenario where we don't actually have to follow them around, but we just get multiple shots of Honey and Adam looking uncomfortable and Billy just saying something snide. I bet Adam wants to sing you a solo. Hey, honey. Maybe he does. Billy. Maybe he does. It's just that variation. So always Billy in the back just frowning. Why is Adam not ever seeing patience? Why does he want to be so...
Why is he so involved in the square now?
So desperate to be part of the choir. Why is the choir such a big deal? And audience, should we have a choir? The choir is just a vehicle for Billy, Bex and Sonia.
It's
to get some screen time.
Yeah, pretty much. Which I encourage because it means we haven't got to have their own storylines. Means we haven't got to go to the sad house.
The choir is becoming the sad house, as far as I'm concerned. Who?
All the non-characters.
All the miscellaneous
Kim.
Characters.
Yeah, horrible,
Kim
horrible
and,
Kim.
And Denise. Honey, Billy and Adam.
But I'll tell you what,
Ian and Jean.
I thought for a time, you know...
What a bloody non-event.
It's a safe house from Slaters, but it's not. It's not even a safe house from Slaters.
No, the Jean didn't safe. Do you think Morag's going to give herself the solo in the end?
Well, she was outed.
Oh, she was.
She was outed.
Ealing Broadway is the only Broadway she's been on. Right, Kim?
Yeah, Kim, who's never been on any Broadway or any stage because...
She's not a great singer
she
either.
She can't sing.
Really thought, I thought one of them would be a good singer. I thought this was going to be a vehicle for one of them.
Is it going to be Karen?
Is it going to be that the like a Christmas single is released that takes the number one Christmas spot.
Should we move on?
Yep.
Right.
Bye, choir. Me, 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 me. And now it's time for Who 20? It's Me 20, everyone's favourite guessing game, where I give you, the audience, and Abner a series of clues, and you have to guess the current cast member. This character first appeared in December of 2006.
Is it Kim?
It is not Kim. This character was involved with a local gang called the E20 Crew.
Ooh, Jean? It's not going to be Jean.
But... it's not Jean. This character tried to set another character on fire.
Is it Bex?
It's not Bex. This character was charged with perverting the course of justice.
Is it Billy?
It's not Billy. This character has been brutally beaten on the show.
Denise?
It's not Denise. Now this is going to be, this is the really obvious clue. So I feel like once I give you this clue, we can both agree that you've lost.
No, this is my last chance.
Well then that was the last one.
No, it wasn't. Give me that last clue.
This character is a member of the Sex Offenders Registry.
Jay!
It's Jay.
You finally cracked the code.
I finally cracked the code. Well, it was because it took so long.
Because I
chose three characters and then double checked on my list and went, damn it, done it. Yeah, so Jay first appeared in December of 2006. No breaks. When he comes for good. He was involved with a local gang, the E20 Crew. That was cool. The good times.
Cool guys.
Tried to set Dawn Swan on fire. He was charged with perverting the course of justice when he helped Ben hide the photo frame that was used to murder Heather.
I'm going for another quick stop here.
Okay.
Tiff and the drugs. It's not really a stop, it's kind of like a flyby.
Tiff had one of those Benny Hill scenarios where she misplaced her drugs.
Well, she took her, what, not even her sister, is it? It's one of the kids from the house that she lives
in. It's her stepsister's friend's daughter.
So it's her job to get her from school. Because what is Stacey doing? Why is she busy? She's got a job.
Well, they've all got jobs now due to
jobs
the rota.
The house. We'll talk about that later.
No, Stacey was babysitting.
Babysitting as opposed to looking after her own child.
Well, I guess if you're babysitting, then you have to look after those moon boys and Haley's kid.
Tiff decided it was a good idea to take Hope. Daughter of Stacey, no. Lily.
Just Lily.
Lily on the drug run with her and gave her
gold
coat.
I think it's a great...
learning. It's a learning.
You know, working on the job.
It's a real experience.
You know? It's all about setting aspirations high, getting them to intrinsically motivate themselves by seeing what kind of work's out there.
So the moment that Tiff left Lily on the corner
in her gold coat,
not quite sure. I think I switched off a little bit. And as soon as she left, literally as soon as she parted, the other guy came around the corner and dropped the drugs and went, "You Tiff."
I mean, I have to say,
you're a bit young.
It's a great cover. I mean, Evie should not worry about Tiff anymore and just go straight for Lily.
Well,
it'd be arguably cheaper because all Lily wants is just a couple of sweets.
No one's going to check that bag.
Not even Stacey. Anyway. She's too busy.
Yeah, not even Stacey.
No, Stacey. I mean, she had it for quite a substantial amount of
Must
time.
Must have been about a day.
Yeah, was she not, like, getting out her lunchbox or checking for homework?
A bit of back and forth between her and Bernie, where Bernie was going, "You've made your bed, now lie in it. Because you're not kissing me anymore."
There was a bit of homophobia from Bernie this week.
Shame on her. How dare she? She made Tiff feel really uncomfortable.
But it was just because, I mean, she was like, "You just kiss everyone now, don't you?"
Yeah.
I feel like that was a bit of a harsh
thing
to
Tiff's
say.
Maybe Tiff's struggling with who she really is.
Come on, Bernie. Like, people hail her as someone who's meant to be, like, really empowering and wants others to do well. And I understand that she's meant to be portraying someone who's a bit nasty, but come on, mate. Like, get off Tiff's jock, basically.
Why?
They basically had this moment where Lily said that she was planning on eating the drugs in the morning, and then it was just forgotten about. Tiff just goes, "Oh, she could have really hurt herself.
Some lovely drugs for the morning."
Well, because she said, "You know I can't have sweets." I just thought that
Except
was a really...
Except for 9 a.m.
Well, then it's school's problem, isn't it? That was like a really big storyline to just be like, and drop.
Well, it didn't happen, did it? She would have eaten the drugs, they would have gone a different direction.
But like the idea that like Tiff, you know, is now thinking about what would have happened if she hadn't put two and two together and gotten to those drugs.
Yes, so the other story I want to shoehorn in here.
Lovely.
Is Louise and Keanu. For some reason... Oh, so you don't remember it, do you? Right at the beginning of the week...
Oh, Keegan, he was teaching her how to drive.
No, Keanu takes Louise on another driving lesson. And
Why is there no one else to do that?
Well, to do so...
Why can't Phil afford to pay someone?
Or take her himself?
Yeah.
I don't know. Keanu rings up Phil during his lunch break and says, "Yeah, Phil, I won't be back for another hour." It basically is this sort of like, "Deal with it," and then hangs up.
"I've got something to do.
I'm f***ing your wife and won't be back for another hour."
Because I remember remember thinking, what kind of workplace is it ever acceptable to just say, I'm going to have another hour off?
Well, he got sacked from his job by Phil. He's already on, like, his last chance, really, isn't he?
Last warning, yeah.
Yeah. Phil's not going to take that. Not from Kiani.
I just thought about, like, my job. Like, do you think I could ring into school one day and be like, I'm having another hour off, deal with it? And the kids are just sitting there looking around, miss?
Well, of course, if you're not there for 15 minutes or more, then go home.
Imagine if a doctor did that, though. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about all the careers.
Well, I don't think a mechanic could do it, because they have timelines, don't they? Where, like, yeah, they someone's dropped off the car and they've gone,
yeah.
Oh, I'll be back in, what, I'll be back at 4 for it.
Someone's paging me as a doctor. Oh, I'm taking another hour off. Just put them on some more life support.
He's going into cardiac arrest. Give me an hour.
I'm busy.
What are you doing? Taking this underage girl for a driving lesson, all right?
News reporters and the BBC News will be delayed by an hour today because Rod Carnegie has taken another hour off.
What's he doing? He's taking an underage girl driving. Oh, right. Okay. Why? Because she asked him to on the market. The market?
Has he been on the East End set again?
But this leads into what we discussed could possibly be Eloise's pregnancy.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That was my theory about what was going to happen in a couple of weeks.
Was there a moment where Keanu's hand touched Eloise's and they looked at each other?
So she's had a moment with Ray, and now we know that Ray's a massive skeeze bag. Except the only thing is that does Ray have the time, really?
Does Ray have the time? Also, he wasn't interested the second time around. He flat out rejected the grooming. Will it be Keegan's? Will it be Keanu's? And then, of course,
the possibility of Ray.
That's where it will go down. Because we won't see any more of Louise and Ray.
But it's the suggestion, isn't it?
We had the suggestion very early on, but the primary advertising will be Keegan or Keanu splitting up that Taylor family.
Which and Taylor comes out, is it?
And then it comes out.
There's Ray's out all along.
And it's got the Ray haircut.
I can't wait. I'm hoping for like a
tight
Christmas.
Shirt.
Oh.
Tight,
well, why is it a mini Hunter? Hunter isn't in nothing to do with Ray.
Basically is.
Okay.
Come on, look at them.
So it comes...
Hunter probably is Ray's.
So it comes out with a teeny tiny white shirt and like a and an Irish accent.
No, interestingly, next week, spoiler alert, but there's gonna be a big confrontation between Phil and Ray. And apparently Ray's got serious dirt on Phil.
Phil doesn't like that. He no likey the dirty.
Will this be to do with Louise?
Do you think Phil offers up Louise's virginity? Or he thinks virginity as payment for Ray keeping it on the down low? Louise!
Do your dad a favour, right? Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
That's all I've got to say.
So, it's time for Albert Square. We're in the centre of the square. It's finally here. The final. Last week we saw Max go up against Hayley. And Max did do the winning.
Uh-oh.
And booked his place in the final.
Good.
And we asked Stu, the audience at home, who between Cat Slater and Stu Highway would go into the final and meet Max.
After a week like this as well, I know who I'd put my money on. I'm just saying.
This has to be deliberated. Very, very close call. And at the end of the day, I think you're going to have casting vote. Because it's a tie.
It's a tie.
With your vote, It would change it.
Is there has anyone given a reason as to why they've cast their vote this way?
It's just a Twitter poll. A number of votes were cast, and the winner came out on top with 58%. Do you want to have a guess who that winner is? Stu lost.
Are you kidding, audience? You think a man who dangles a little poor defenseless bunny rabbit of a man over a waterfall is incapable of taking down that leopard print tart?
The question to you is, because you are the hierarchy in this battlefield, Max has stood here shaking. He's naked. He's ready to fight.
Of course.
And in front of us, we have both Kat and Stu, both naked.
Well, Stu's on the ground because the audience has...
He's on the ground and only you have the axe. Are you going to behead Stu Highway and put Kat into the final?
This is going against all of my teachings that we have here in the studio, which is that we have our shrine to Stu.
Yes.
And we praise be to him for keeping this show alive for as long as he has. And that includes this week. A banger of a week.
He did have a smashing week.
I tell you what, I'm going to explain to you my thinking.
Go on.
And it's that I just wish we'd given people the opportunity to explain their vote, because I genuinely think that people have voted for Kat as a lol. I think
our
that,
audience can't be bothered to explain to
I
us why.
I think our audience is similar in the way to us, which is that we like
we
to do stupid stuff. Which means that if the poll is, would you rather like eat mashed potatoes and eggs or have a nice trifle, I'd be like, definitely mashed potatoes and eggs. Yum, yum, yum. Because I find it funny. And it's not funny, guys. Especially something so serious. But I can't go against them.
You can't go against
I'm
them,
not going
so you're
to.
Backing Kat into
I'm,
the final.
I'm just not going to, because I want our audience to take us. But just wait! I just implore you, audience, next time we give you the opportunity to vote, this is your only chance, basically, for me to not fix your mistake.
Yep.
So if you're going to keep voting willy-nilly, willy to the nilly, I will have to step in. But this time, I want to... Can we clean his body? Get Stu! We need to wipe his feet!
So, the final...
We need to put him in a big cave and put like a rock in front of it or something.
He will be reborn. This could have been his only shot at Albert Scar
of fame.
Because this time next year, he may not be in the show.
He was my go-to. I was like, just Stu all the way.
Yeah.
Who? What earth, audience? Oh, I've never been disappointed
I've
in someone.
I've never seen you so distraught. And so, the final of Albert Square of 2018 is Max Branning versus Kat Slater.
Two
Max Branning got here.
Heavy hitters.
I'll tell you the history of the
please
of the fights.
I need it.
Max beat out Jack, his brother, mm-hmm. in the first round, before going on to beat out Phil as well in round two.
He's
round
had a
three
hard road.
Saw him take on Jay, and it was the audience that put him through.
Yep.
Into the.
I thought we could trust them.
Into the semis, and then against Haley last week, mm-hmm. he went into the final.
Yep.
Kat, on the other hand, Kat beat Shirley in round one, went into round two, and she went up against Linda, also beating her down. Round three saw her against Sharon, big fight, and just now beating Stu to get into that final. The bells are about to go, and I'm going to tell you, what you say now and who you decide will count half of the overall votes that we get in. And those votes will be added to that person.
Okay, here's some stats. I think that ultimately, I have to agree with my past decisions. Kat has been a powerhouse mm-hmm. since she arrived on the square. Each one of her performances better than the last. We saw her as Elsa this year in the Disney sing-along.
That's
amazing,
like
amazing. It all plays in, it all plays in. But this past week, just the ease at which someone as idiotic and foolish as Alfie has wandered back into her life and turned her into dust or wobbly at the knees.
Yeah.
Makes me not question her brute strength, because I know that if it came to it, she could pick me up and launch me over the road. But ultimately, it's her emotional strength, and I think that's where Max has her.
Mm.
He is like the cockroach that just won't die.
You've said it time and time again.
He can't... Yeah. The only person that won... Honestly, the only person that I think just cannot be beaten and that could beat Max in his own game is Stu. Mm. Stu is the one that just... Instead of Max, who just, like, slowly rebuilds like Voldemort, Stu seems to feed on others, like, beating him, and he comes back immediately stronger, whereas Max, like, has to come back as a worm, and then he evolves into a caterpillar, and then into a butterfly, and then that butterfly eats a dog, and suddenly eats a dog. Putting someone like Kat with brute strength, that's not enough to take down Max.
No.
Because Max is playing mind games as well as being quite strong. So I'm going to cast my vote to Max, but just know that I lose my will in this game. My beloved prince, my knight,
right.
has died, and the winter is coming.
You've heard it here first. It's Max Branning who gets Amelia's vote, which counts for half of all votes.
Audience, if you have voted for Kat and it wasn't for a lol, can you please just let us know? And there's no judgment. I just genuinely, I feel like maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I zoned out of one of the episodes where Stu like admitted that he had weak ankles like Achilles.
It is now down to you, the audience, to tell us who you want as your winner. It'll be counted up, put towards the final number with Amelia's vote, and we'll announce that winner next week. Will it be Max? Will it be Kat? we'll find out. Our next stop, one of two what I would call proper stops in this show.
Okay.
The Slaters.
Yeah.
Or should I say the Moons now? So they just all changed their name to Mo Moon, Stacey Moon, Martin Moon. Because they've all been cucked. They've all been cucked by Alfie.
Why can't they just be called the Sloons?
I can honestly say I've never hated a character as much as Alfie.
Not immediately, at least.
No, he used to be a bit of a you know, Del Boy, a bit of fun.
Mm.
You know, but now he's just scum.
I tell you what, it's the same issue that I always have. I can't remember the last person I had this with, but it's characters that come in and make, and it just, like, it makes it seem like manipulating people in the square is so easy. But not because they have, but not because they have, like, superior, like, charisma and intelligence. It's just because the producers or the writers just make everyone else seem like bumbling idiots that, like, just keep hitting each other into each other and, like, turning in another direction. Yeah. And I think that's what Alfie is. He's turned up. Ian is a fool, but he's a successful fool. He must have some sort of, like, awareness.
Better read people.
And yet, like, Alfie's just all over him. He's all over Kat, who's arguably incredibly street smart. He's living with a whole family of people that, like, that encompass the whole square, and yet no one sees him, like, having these dirty dealings. I'm annoyed with him. I'm annoyed that it's just come back so easily for him as well.
So the basic story of this is he's come back last week into the house. He's living there now. He's stolen a coffee machine off of Ian.
Yeah.
He's given it to Martin, I think.
Yep.
As a way of saying, give us your room, Martin and Stacey, who basically own the house, as much as I can tell, because they were the first ones there.
Well, someone definitely owns it, and I'll talk about that more later.
He's then decided that he's going to do up the attic into, like, more rooms for everyone, which would make sense, yes.
Yeah, they
he's
please.
Also installed a fireplace. And then he's also decided to go hard in on Hayley and be like, well, if you want your baby to have a Slater as a second name, I'm choosing the first name.
What?
Which was our reaction, yeah. And that was basically it, because he got his own way there as well.
He just walks around. He's like Aladdin when he comes back on his elephant. Everyone cannot bend over backwards more for Aladdin Moon. He's coming with an elephant. He's got a little monkey with a hat on, and everyone can't wait to do exactly what he says.
Yeah.
And in regards to the house, like we said, finally someone is addressing
it's not enough
the fact
room.
That there is not enough room. Yeah. But how are they affording the mortgage repair? Has someone inherited that house?
I can only imagine that it's either Martin's or Stacey's, because they were living there before the Slaters came back.
True, but it's quite well kept. And I don't remember the last time I signed a lease with someone and they said, but you can defos renovate the house to your exact specifications, rip out the roof, make a loft, and definitely install a fireplace two dodgy guys in an afternoon. Did they not even check if that wall was, like, load-bearing or something?
Well, originally, Alfie wanted to employ Stu to help him out.
Oh, and then Stu
and
did
it. And it was all, like, all happy lads together.
I would have loved to see that duo.
And then Alfie suddenly just went off the idea because Stu talked the true.
Your wife's a whore?
Basically, yeah, he called her a slapper or something.
Yeah, but
She'll bed anyone, which is her character. She will bed anyone.
Yeah.
Do you want
She's
to get the
over there, like, in a leopard print, her boobs hanging out.
Yeah.
Basically, like,
I'm not shaming
leering
her.
At someone.
That's just
no.
who she is. She'll sleep with anything.
It's like
and
saying
anyone.
That, like, Sharon isn't in it for the money. Like, it's just a lie, isn't it?
Exactly.
Or
doesn't gossip.
Yeah. It's not true. So that didn't even make me like him anymore, because I was like, oh, Alfie, don't pretend. I can't even believe for one thing. You are not bad. You are nothing. You are nothing. You're right. The most vile thing that I had to sit through for Alfie Moon, who is my number one enemy at the moment, is him naming that baby.
The way he comes in and he's, like, playing with that baby and, like, changing it, whatever he's doing, right? And Hayley's obviously feeling so uncomfortable. It made my skin crawl just seeing him interact with that baby.
I think she feels uncomfortable, but I also feel sorry for her because she obviously wanted to have a family with him.
Yeah.
But it's just so uncomfortable that, like, because if you were looking at this from the start, you'd be like, oh, look at a great granddad, because he's significantly older than her.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, playing with a baby that he's known about her entire, like, development inside the womb. Not just, oh, look at this deadbeat dad that turned up a week ago.
The baby that he wanted aborted.
Yes.
Let's not forget that as well.
I have not forgotten that. you know, oh, well, if he can't be a moon, on what planet did he really think that Hayley was
going to
be like...
Imagine Hayley coming out and saying, guys, she's going to be called Rose Moon. What?
Why?
Just like the name. Just like, spent a lot of time with them in Spain. The baby, she looks exactly like Alfie's grandmother.
You know.
With the eyelashes. Yes.
If someone had said, well, you know, I get to name her because I was a shit dad.
Yeah.
And you can't give her my last name. I'd be like, get away from me. Like, you psychopath. And so then he says, I get to name her the first name. And I just, immediately, we just came up with these beautiful names. Alvaretta, Alfiorelli, Alfonaza. Like, just real Italian sounding names, actually. And she announces that baby's name, Cherry.
Cherry. Even then, Kat rushes out the room to see Alfie and goes, it's a bit strange that she's named
after your
daughter after your mum.
No biological connection, right?
And Alfie goes,
weird that, hey.
But I might have had a
it's
hand.
It's a popular
he
name.
Says, like, he might have had a hand in it or something, didn't he?
I just dropped it in.
I might have just dropped it in and she liked it. What can I say? And then Kat proceeds just to make out with him.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves the idea. But Cherry, guys, just listen to the... Cherry
Slater. Slaggy name for a slaggy
family. I don't think the name Cherry is a slaggy name, but just like...
It's a prostitute name.
Cherry.
Because when he did that, he was like lurking in that doorway with like a little kimono on.
Yeah. Oh, his red kimono.
His stupid West Ham t-shirt. I can't wait for him to leave. And I hope it's in a really brutal way.
I think... So I've got a prediction to make. Because they had that shot of Hayley looking in, Kat and the boys and Alfie and the baby.
Yeah.
All hanging out together. I think that actually Hayley's on her way out.
No, I think Hayley's got to be here for a long... She's a more interesting character, at least.
She is a more interesting character, but I think that they're...
Although...
I think they're setting... Well, Hayley is interesting, but just in the fact that she has one storyline and she just keeps
That's
repeating it.
That's what I was
it.
About to say, yeah.
But that's that shot, I reckon that Kat and Alfie are going to end up with that baby.
It's the last
I
thing I want.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I want both... I don't like Kat particularly, but...
Listen, they can leave. I'm not stopping them.
I will sacrifice a lot to see Alfie go.
Mm. And that includes Cherry.
Yes.
You'll sacrifice Cherry Slater.
Cherry Slater.
And Burton Ernie Moon. Watching Alfie Moon, the bumbling moron of the square, be able to outsmart everyone, to him being able to manipulate Hayley into naming her firstborn daughter after a fruit.
So, it's now time, if you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
For Merry Cushmas.
Oh, and a Patrick New Year.
So, last week, if you've been keeping up with us...
Of course they have. Don't give them the option.
Last week, we got up to number 14, favourite past female.
Lovely.
This week, we're doing another 7 days.
Mm.
Take us closer to that New Year's Day podcast.
Exciting. Yeah. Are we doing a podcast on... Are we committing to that?
Well, not on New Year's
okay,
Day.
Okay,
just like, I'm just saying, like...
They'll play us up to that one.
15th of December. Who's your favourite Carter?
Linda. No, Shirley.
But she's not a Carter,
is she?
Yes.
Is she a Carter?
She's always been a Carter.
Well, her last name is Carter.
Yes,
Shirley.
Carter.
No, can you please ask me again? Please, Abner, please ask me again.
I will leave.
Don't. I always think of her as Shirley
you
Dean.
Once more.
What? Who's Shirley Dean then?
Don't know. Who's
don't
your favourite Carter?
Put the other bit in. Cut that
I
bit
can't
out.
Make promises. Who's your favourite Carter?
Shirley.
My
Followed closely
Mick,
by
obviously.
Linda, of course.
Who's your favourite Slater?
Is that a real thing? Jean?
Mine's Mo.
Oh, yeah, she's fun.
Favourite Mitchell? You can have Sharon.
Does not compute. Sharon!
Mine's an obvious one.
Phil?
Aye. Who's your favourite Taylor?
Karen.
Mine is obvious
or again. Bronson.
Bronson's always there. My's obvious again. It's hey,
no.
Part two, Keanu.
Oh, I thought you said Phil again. I was like, how does what?
Yeah, Phil Taylor.
Of course.
Phil Taylor sounds like a plasterer that you get.
He sounds like a real estate agent. He's got his name on like, and his face on the benches. Oh yeah, I've heard of Phil Taylor. He sold my neighbour's house. Nice fella, that Phil.
Hey.
Hey, I can sell your house.
Number 19 is a bit of a weird one. Favourite child? Did not write these questions myself.
Pearl. She puts in
she
hard
does the shifts.
Yeah, she does pull hard shifts.
My favourite child.
It can be Kim's unborn child if you needed to.
Thank you. My favourite child is Denny. I know. I was struggling there. Is he a teen, though? Because the next question is favourite teen.
Hunter?
I'm going with Hunter as well.
Oh, nice.
Lastly, this week, what's your favourite friendship? If there is one in EastEnders.
Oh, that's
favorite
nice.
Favourite friendship.
That's nice. So, like, two mates just hanging around. I'd have to say Kim and Haley. Yeah, they bounce around together, new mums. They were going to, like, to... going to prenatal classes together for a while.
My favourite friendship is Robbie and Trash.
That's not a friendship. Do a real
one. He loves
one.
It.
Well, then fine. Mine is Robbie and public toilets. And kebabs.
Oh, mine's Kush and Bronson. I love the time that those two spend together.
But Kim and Haley did spend time together.
All of them are good friendships. All of what we've mentioned, this is why we love the show. It's these sort of bonds that really bring us together.
Mine is Masood and the bust of the Queen Vic. The
bust of the Queen Vic. Where does he live? The bust. He gets on it for like 20
That's
seconds.
The bust. The bust.
Oh, no, he said the bus.
The bust of the Queen
the
Vic.
The famous bust.
Buster!
No, you're saying bust now. Mine would be Jay and the CGI train that sometimes goes across.
That's a good one. It's a good choice. Good
I
choice.
Love the way sometimes he looks up at it and thinks about leaving. But can't.
Mine is going to be the old man from last week's episode and the angry lady who screamed at cats.
Was that
last? Get away from him! He's my best friend!
Oh, mine's Sharon in short skirts. A good friendship.
Best mates.
Yeah, very good friends, yeah.
Mine would have to be Shirley in tan coats.
Mine's Denny and the sea. He just loves the seaside.
He loves to swim.
He does. He loves
bloody
it.
Loves the swimming loves... gala. Mine would be Phil and puzzles.
I can't work it out. What? It don't fit, Sharon. It don't fit. It's a flip puzzle, Phil. It's got two sides. I've done it all wrong. I flips it up. Dad, calm down. That's Louise coming in.
Oh, she wants her dad to live a long
Mine
life.
Would be Bex and boredom. Oh, hang on, no. Even better, Sonia and charisma.
Mine would be Sonia and crippling depression. But Kim and Haley are friends.
Going back to your legitimate answer.
Yes, it is a legitimate answer. They did like prenatal baby classes together. And you've just taken this last 3 minutes to say silly stuff.
No. I'll go back and I'll say.
No, you said Bronson and Kush.
No,
those
I said Robbie
favorite.
And Trash, actually.
That's
that was
not
my original.
A real thing.
He loves it.
Why don't we get more scenes of Bronson and Lady Di together?
Now that's a real friendship.
Yeah. Could be. Mine would have to be Mr. Phillips.
And himself.
And his plant. And his plant. But his orchid. Linda. And that picture of Peggy Mitchell that sticks up at the Queen Vic.
Why is it still up?
I don't know.
Why is it still up? And there was that scene
no
where Peggy came
her.
Back. Yes. Went for her like final week. And she went into the pub and got told to get out by Danny Dyer. He's got the picture up of her. And he didn't clock who it was. He just like told her to get out with a smile on his face.
Get out.
Get out my pub. Danny Dyer.
Jay and his hot chips? No, that's a famous frenemy scenario.
He hates the hot sauce.
No.
Frozen the other side of the room. I did have one, but I can't remember what I was going to say.
Mel and her schemes?
Mel and her schemes, that's a good one, yeah.
Karen and unprotected sex.
This is...
Anyway, let's move on from this.
Oh, that was a great segment of Mary Cushmas.
And a Patrick New Year. Oh, Patrick in his shed.
Ted in his shed.
Ted and his tomatoes that he sprinkled Joyce over.
That's what she would have wanted. She would have loved to be sprinkled in there.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, I can hear Santa, Abner.
That's right. Our final stop, the Queen Vic. We're back again.
Oh.
I know. We get all this stuff with the Slaters. Oh, give us more of the Slaters, please.
Don't say that, but, even sarcastically.
But the Carters, oh, no, we'll stave off that storyline for weeks on end.
This week it's come to a head, hasn't it? This week we saw Linda turning up the heat. Mm-hmm. She wanted that confession and she wanted it bad. It involved her buying sexy satin underwear from none other than the market stall.
Well, I love that scene because she went to Kush asking for it. It's like, yeah. You got any of that sexy lingerie, Kush?
But wait, Linda, isn't your husband banged up?
And Kush immediately went, oh, not here, Linda. But check down the road. Maggie has got the dirty underwear stall.
Yeah, she's got the...
You see where the dildos are? Your neck on the right. On the right of the dildos. Yeah, there you go.
No, you're looking at the fleshlights, babe. That's the fleshlights. She turns on the heat. She wants to serenade him, to seduce him. It all comes...
And Stu's wants to listen to Oasis.
He finds, unfortunately, the recording device.
Mm-hmm.
Takes it downstairs. Tries to assault her. Goes into a rage. Ends up admitting it. But yeah. Thinks he's gotten away with it until Linda, as you rightfully predicted... She pulls out her secondary recording device from her hair. So then he rushes over to the police, as always, just cobbles together some other story.
He's arrested, isn't he?
He does.
Because they knock at his door and they say, Mr. Highway, and he takes a moment. He's really calm and collected. He goes, Gentlemen!
For once in his life, his flat's clean as well, so he must have known that he was about to get picked up.
Gentlemen!
Care to come into my clean flat?
Fancy a cuppa?
With no pictures of the Carters, I might find. So then he cobbles together some silly story.
Mm.
At this stage, he's just like, you know those storytelling dice that I bought? Where you just throw them up in the air and you have to make a story out of like a love heart, pictures. A plane, and a flower. He's just, he may as well be just shaking them in front of the police, throwing them up in the air and going, Dylan told me to do it because he went on a cruise, I guess, and there was a storm. And, money is involved. Can I go? Yes, of course, Mr. Highway, of course. Goodbye, goodbye.
Anything that's said that he doesn't like, he just goes, no comment.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, fair enough, note that down.
N-A. Said, no comment.
But you admitted here that you did shoot yourself. No comment. Okay, no comment.
He says no comment.
We've got it. We've got a voice recording of you saying he did do it. No comment.
No, he says that he didn't shoot him. Mick didn't shoot him. He doesn't say I shot myself.
Oh, does he not?
No.
Ah.
Be too easy. Then you see him at this glorious shot, this, like you said, the drone shot of him at a dam. It was a dam.
Who cracked out the drone for EastEnders?
Someone.
Bring the Mavic with us.
So they have this gorgeous shot of Dylan and Stu at the dam.
I like to think that Stu owns that dam.
And Stu says...
That's his villain base.
Make one of my glorious confession videos on my phone, or I'm throwing you over.
He loves a confession video.
And the last shot we see of Stu this week is that he has the confession video, but he still has the money,
the cash, and the passport.
Yes,
So he went and borrowed money from Phil to do this all, right?
And the money was for. I genuinely thought that he was paying his rent.
No, he went up to Phil and said, if you take my car, can I borrow $2,000?
Mm.
Phil was like, no.
I've seen your car, mate. It's a bike.
Also, Phil lives in the square, you know. Mm. He must know a little bit about the ins and outs of the Carters.
Yeah,
but Shirley's always on his back about it. Hang on, no. Shirley keeps asking him for the details of his lawyer because she's adamant that Mick's,
innocent.
Innocent.
But I think
and
that...
Yet, the man himself, Stu, comes in and Phil goes, yeah, go on then.
I think what you're forgetting about Phil is that...
He doesn't care.
He's got very squinty eyes. He doesn't really see anything that's going on. He just hears...
He saw a bald man come in and thought
it was him.
Himself.
He thought he was looking in his mirror.
Can I borrow $2,000 from myself? Yes, you can, Phil. Aye.
Of course you can.
And the car, aye. Mr. Mitchell, I'm here. Aye.
Phil? I love Stu. I loved him as Santa. I loved him...
Santa
Stu. Sexy Stu.
Yeah.
Crazy Stu was back, giggling. Rapist Stu. Not a great look, but I was still intrigued. I was still engaged.
Yeah.
Murderous Stu.
Murderous Stu.
So many sides.
Here we go. This is what
Such
I need.
Such a three-dimensional character.
We haven't had a serial killer on EastEnders for a little while.
Ooh.
And I think we can cull some people. I think they could be a cult.
Okay, first one, Dylan.
Bernie. Oh. Oh, well, he's already gone.
Yeah, no, so first
Bernie,
one's...
Bernie, okay. Get her involved, get her off.
But now we have to go, we can't just
Sonia,
have...
Bex.
We can't just have the characters that we don't like, otherwise we're going to become, co-conspirators. So Chachi will have to go.
yes, Chachi must go. She's going to be a big hit for us on Bill with It. But if it means that Bex and Sonya and Bernie will go as well. I'll sacrifice Cushion Denise.
Yeah. Oh, like, no.
Oh, poor Cushion Denise.
Sacrifice Channing and Tatum.
Also get rid of Kim that way. So.
Oh, no, she's having a baby.
The baby can stay.
What?
It's a weird storyline where the baby somehow survives in like an exo.
Oh, suit. And Stu raises it as his baby.
Yeah, it's like a ghost version.
He implants Kim's womb into him.
Himself. I'm getting a little bit worried. We have said Stu dies, we die.
Yep.
And we've been worried a few times.
Stick with it.
We're getting on to a year now without dying. So that's
good. But he wasn't here the whole time. Remember, we were slogging it out with Aiden.
Until Stu came into it. It really was. Yeah, the dregs of a podcast before then.
Until we. La 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 love Stu.
All those negative comments, they came pre Stu.
That's true.
You remember, yeah. Stu came in, it just picked up. We soared.
Do you think we could create our own festive holiday? It's called Stumus.
Stumus, yeah. Does he dress up as Santa Stu?
So he's our Santa, but instead of giving us gifts, he gives us interesting storylines.
Oh, right.
Advice. Okay, I'm in. I always feel like Linda's... Yeah, I'm glad that Linda got kind of a her comeuppance. Not because it wasn't a good idea, but because Stu was always going to be clever.
Two steps ahead? Three steps ahead?
Yeah.
I was finding it hard to believe that he was so easily put in that situation.
Yeah.
Where he was in the bedroom and going along with it.
I did think that he was going to bang her and just not say anything. And then just kind of hold that over Stu. Oh, over Mick, sorry.
Yeah.
Hold that over himself. So I thought that would be great.
Them two at a warehouse, Danny tied up, Stu and just whispering these. And plays the video.
Oh, he plays the sound recording that Louise recorded.
Why is she recording it?
Yeah, she always records that stuff. She's dirty. No, Lou is in the jeweler, not Louise. A common mistake.
I don't know why I've written this down, but I found this funny at the time, so I'm just going to say it now and see if it sparks anything. Stu said, "That naan was excellent." Was that during the...
Oh, yeah, he got a peshwari!
Oh, during the takeaway! That's it!
He got a peshwari for... Peanut doesn't usually get one.
He doesn't usually get one, but he got one, and it was excellent!
Yeah, good!
Yeah, so if anyone out there is looking for recommendation for their curry night, get a peshwari naan!
You always get a peshwari naan.
I love a peshwari naan.
Do you get one so that you can be like Stu?
No, I like them before. I knew the Stu like them.
What?
I'm
a garlic girl myself.
Doesn't usually get them, but yeah. We also have already touched on this as well, the conversation between Alfie and Stu. But Stu revealed that he was a builder.
Yeah. Do you think he's really a builder?
I thought he was a pedo hunter full time.
No. Pedo hunting is... I've told you this. Pedo hunting is part time, Abner. You don't have a full time wage in pedo hunting.
You do. It's big payouts every time, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Like, you get one of them.
In the old days, used to be.
It's a big bounty.
Used to be in the old days, but now with the computers doing their job for them.
Ah, the computers again.
Yeah, enhancing everything.
They're taking over the pedo hunter job.
Zooming and enhancing all day long.
Don't you just hate computers? God damn.
Sure.
We used to have good guys like Stu Highway doing the pedo hunting. Now we've got PedoBot 5000 on the case.
Is he coming on to EastEnders soon?
PedoBot 5000?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming in with
Marky. See Marky's
PedoBot
brother.
PedoBot 5000, PedoBot kill, PedoBot identify.
Kill and then identify? That's dangerous.
Yeah, they kill before they identify. PedoBot made another mistake.
It's okay, PedoBot. You'll get it next time.
It's okay, PedoBot. It's only Billy Mitchell. Honey! From his last words.
Something.
PedoBot is sorry. Closes the eyes of Billy.
And then Adam gets out of PedoBot, and it's been him the whole time.
I was PedoBot. Yeah. Do you need your teeth looking at?
I am now. Dentist bot.
That was a really poor, tooth pun. I was trying to think of something sexual and tooth based, but I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
Build a naan. Covered. Build a naan? Build a stew.
Do you think that's what he's been building, though? Houses made of naan?
He's an innovator.
He's a construction worker.
Linda, look. That's poor. That's poor even for us.
You're laughing, though. I am.
He's there. He's an innovator. He's like the Steve Jobs of building and curries.
And curries. Now I feel like a naan. Let's stop talking about naan. He gets back stronger than before.
Yeah, Well, he hit him either with words or with the glass across the head again.
He loves anything to that head.
He comes back stronger. Mm-hmm. The laughing, the ha ha ha. Linda just kind of kiss it off him, kind of go, ah, come on, we're still going to do this, aren't we, Stu? Yeah, that's right, Elle.
But I don't understand. I really thought that he would have, like, just quickly, like, diddled her. And
maybe
then
that
been,
was
like...
a bit too dark for EastEnders.
Why? They do rapes.
Although, I mean, on Tuesday, he did go upstairs saying, I ain't sleeping on that sofa again. Oh, and the last thing I wanted to mention was Tina. As much as I hate to mention her at all in any context. Still angry? Still holding it against Linda.
Still angry and still like, I just wanted to know.
Well, yeah,
Tina, you can't keep a secret.
Know.
Yeah.
If Linda's not telling Mick or Shirley.
Yeah.
Tina,
why
you're
would
definitely
you...
not getting to know.
You're
no
the worst.
Way. you could. Oh, no.
Exactly.
Because
I agree.
You can tell that he'd come in for his his full English breakfast stew into the cafe, and Tina would put it down and go, heh, heh, heh. She'll say something, and he'll go, what do you mean?
Have
and
you diddled go, Linda yet? What?
Yeah, she'll ruin it for everyone, and she's still angry right at the end of it. She's still leaving.
Nothing's ever good enough for Tina.
Yeah, just leave. She's the worst, Carter.
True.
It's that time of the week.
Ooh.
For EastEnders Sentence Enders. Mm-hmm. The game show.
Oh.
Where I...
Promotions.
The game where I have listened to some of the lines from EastEnders this week and taken the last word or words off the end of it. And it's your dear familiar and you at home to tell me what that missing word is. Okay, so this week's another special edition. You love a special edition, I know.
I'm not very good at a special edition, actually.
I've taken all of these this week from Thursday night between
Great.
Linda and Stu.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I was watching quite intently, but not for the dialogue. I was looking at that chemistry.
So, Ethan Sinsender, number one.
Stuart, what's the matter?
You were actually going to go through with it.
I don't understand.
This... You were actually...
You were actually going to what? What was Linda actually going to do to Stu?
You were actually going to go the whole way?
Go the whole way?
Yeah.
Going for that PG route.
Yeah. Don't remember being shocked, so yeah, I'm going to say...
You were
ready
really
to go
lick my ass,
okay,
you?
Come on.
What's your answer?
Go the whole way. You were really going to do that to Mick?
What's your final answer?
You were really going to do that to Mick.
Stuart, what's the matter?
You were actually going to go through with it.
I don't understand.
This... You're actually going to do it.
You're actually going to do it.
I knew that was it. I just didn't want to say... Oh. Got to listen to your heart when it comes to Stu, guys. Got to listen to your heart.
Okay, so 0 out of 1. Let's see if you can get 1 out of 2. With Ethan Sinsender, number 2.
You and I both know deep down what this is really about, don't we?
Don't we?
Don't we?
Don't we? Do you honestly believe I would ever want to have anything to do with you? I would choose to spend time with you to have your mouth or
your hands on me.
Your hands on me.
Yep. Your mouth or your hands on me.
Let's find out. Hands on me.
You and I both know deep down what this is really about, don't we?
Don't we?
Don't we? Don't we? Do you honestly believe I would ever want to have anything to do with you? I would choose to spend time with you to have your mouth or your grubby little fingers anywhere.
Grubby little fingers was the answer, and I'll give you half.
Thank you.
In the spirit of Christmas, in the
Thank
spirit
you.
Of Kushmas,
thank you.
I will give you half a mark.
I appreciate that.
That's 0.5 out of 2. Can you redeem yourself with the last?
Hopefully.
EastEnders Sentence Ender.
Well, when it all comes down to it, you know, you're nothing but a 10 bob brass, and you're lucky you're getting that, if I'm honest. Considering I could just take it, there's no one about. The doors are locked. It's late. Everyone's seen you throwing yourself at me these last few days, desperate.
And look what you're wearing.
It's interesting you should say that. Because that was brought up in that conversation, but was it the next thing he said?
Yeah, I think it was. I don't think he would say desperate for it. That's vulgar. Stu is anything but vulgar.
He's a gentleman.
He's not like you, Abner.
So your final answer is what?
And look what you're wearing.
Well, when it all comes down to it, you know, you're nothing but a 10 bob brass, and you're lucky you're getting that, if I'm honest. Considering I could just take it, There's no one about. The doors are locked. It's late. Everyone's seen you throwing yourself at me these last few days, desperate, well up for it.
Was, in fact, well up for it.
I told you, I wasn't listening to the dialogue. I was watching the chemistry just spark off those two characters.
So, unfortunately, Minnie, it is one half out of three this week.
Not my worst score.
Not your worst score, no. You got a half mark, which is nice.
It's sad to know that in the stew scenes, I wasn't really paying more attention. But, you know, when you've got a powerhouse in front of you, you don't think about what they're being said. It's more what's conveyed to you through facial expressions.
Thank you.
That's okay. That was Inside the Actors Studio, Stepper's Edition. And now it's time for Hots and Knots. Abner, who was your hot this week?
My hot this week was... I'm going to give it to my boy Stu. Like, sure, he was outed.
Mm-hmm.
He did get played.
Yeah.
But he came back.
I think...
He was arrested. He said no comment. He got out on bail. Mick couldn't get out on bail.
Nope.
And Stu is more bang to rights than Mick was.
Yeah.
And he got out on bail. He did a murder. He's away with it.
Yeah.
He's on to his next scheme, his next plot. He's going to take down the Carters. You know he's going to do it. How about you? Who's your hot?
Very similar. Mm. Santa Stew. I thought he really rocked it. He was making those kids happy. He was telling them they could have ping pong tables or horses.
Yeah. And you know what? For the first time, I'm going to say Jack was being a bit of a...
Bit of a downer.
Yeah.
It's Christmas,
Debbie
Jack.
Debbie Downer. Yeah.
You know what? You can afford a ping pong table. I'm sure you could.
He definitely could.
He was a lovable Santa rogue. Abner, who was your knot this week?
So I've got an array of knots. I think I've got one from every storyline.
Interesting.
Bernie.
Just one.
Tina.
No, just one.
Kim.
You can't have more than one. It's just one.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Alfie as well.
You can just have one.
Oh, who is the worst? There's one in every storyline.
Mine's going to be Morag. Because she's just such a f***ing cunt. I'll say it again.
You know what? Start and end. Bookend the
Christmas
podcast.
Christmas is the time for happy singing and friendships forming, not critiquing a community choir.
Okay, I'm going to narrow it down.
To one, please. You're taking the piss.
Oh, there's so many. It's too hard. I'm going to give it to Bernie. Shaming the gays.
Mm.
I've got nothing left. I've got nothing left.
And if you'd like to find us and rate and review us, you can find us on Apple Podcasts or you can find us on YouTube at Peel With It, our official channel. You can find us on Twitter at BWI_podcast, where you can vote for the ultimate showdown between Max and Kat. Or on Facebook at Beal With It, an EastEnders podcast. And if you like us, rate us. If you don't worry
Leave
about it.
Alone.
Leave us alone. We are small, fragile creatures who cannot take any more hate from you. And I think that's it from me. Is there anything
you got
else
a question for next week?
For
the pig's bag?
I think my question would be, good news, you're part of a secret Santa this year and you pulled out Sonia's name. What do you get, Sonia? The girl who has not much. Abner, what would you get, Sonia? Or are you
going to
tell us next
week?
Oh, good one.
And on that bombshell.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Patrick New Year.